and it was a combative 5 hours on Capitol Hill yesterday. We have a brief recap. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski began his testimony at the House Judiciary Committee criticizing the impeachment inquiry he was in front of.
As for actual collusion or conspiracy, there was none. What there has been, however, is harassment of this president from the day he won the election. We as a nation would be better served if elected officials like yourself concentrated your efforts to combat the true crises facing our country, as opposed to going down rabbit holes like this hearing.
Democrats portrayed Lewandowski as the president's enforcer. Many brought up a 2017 incident detailed in the Mueller report, President Trump asking Lewandowski to ask then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions to limit the Russia investigation. Lewandowski confirmed that was true, but denied being asked to do anything illegal. Here's Representative Steve Cohen, the Democrat of Tennessee.
And you were a policeman at one time, so you know something about the law and about following the law. Didn't you think it was a little strange that the president would sit down with you one-on-one and ask you to do something that you knew was against the law? Did that strike you as strange?
I disagree with the premise of your question, Congressman.
You weren't a policeman?
I didn't think the president asked me to do anything illegal.
You didn't think it would have been illegal for you to ask Mr. Sessions to drop the investigation and to just go on to future presidents and omit everything with this president and go ollie ollie in free? We're going to start with the next one about colluding with Russia. You didn't think that was illegal to obstruct justice?
Congressman, the president asked me anything illegal.
Well, Lewandowski was then asked about statements he made on MSNBC in May that he didn't even remember being asked by the president to get involved with Jeff Sessions. Here's an exchange he had with Barry Burke, an attorney for the House Democrats on the committee.
Sir, is it your testimony before this committee that when you said you did not remember the president ever asking you to get involved with Jeff Sessions or the Department of Justice, you were saying you were being truthful? And, sir, I don't believe there's any reason to consult with your counsel. The question is, are you a truth teller in that interview?
I'm a truth teller every time I stand before Congress or a committee of jurisdiction and raise my hand and swear to God under oath.
My question, sir, is when you said the president never asked you to get involved with Mr. Sessions.
I have no obligation to have a candid conversation with the media whatsoever, just like they have no obligation to cover me honestly, and they do it inaccurately all the time.
So you're admitting that on national television you were lying there.
What I'm saying is, they have been inaccurate on many occasions, and perhaps I was inaccurate at that time.
Well, Republican Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio tried to draw attention to other issues he wanted the committee to focus on.
This committee has such a rich history, has jurisdiction over a whole lot of very significant things. We're spending our time on this fake impeachment, but we could be focused on something that really matters, like immigration, asylum. We have hundreds of thousands of people that have entered our southern border.
Lewandowski appeared to have other issues on his mind as well during the hearing, such as his potential New Hampshire Senate run. He requested a break at one point and used that time to tweet out a link to a super PAC, Stand With Corey, which was created yesterday. We'll follow this story.